In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. Thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Let me in thy righteousness. Amen. Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee, mercifully hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of sin, defend us from all evil. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning, confessional reading. Continuing with the second article of the Apostles' Creed. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. So far. Let this article then be summarized in this way. The little word Lord simply means as much as Redeemer, that is, the one who rescued us from the devil to bring us to God, from death to bring us to life, from sin to bring us into righteousness, and now keeps us safe where he has brought us. The parts of this article that follow only explain and underscore the manner and the means by which the redemption came about, that is, how much it cost Christ, what he underwent, and what he risked in order to regain us and bring us back under his rulership. They declare that in order to conquer sin, he became man, conceived and born without sin of the Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mary, and that he suffered, died, and was buried in order to make satisfaction in my stead and pay what I owed, not with silver or gold, but with his own precious blood. All this he did in order to become my Lord. For he did none of this for himself, nor did he need to. Then he rose again from the dead, swallowed up and devoured death, and finally ascended into heaven and assumed rulership at the right hand of the Father. Thus the devil and all powers must be subject to him and to be under his feet until on the last day he will separate and sunder us completely from the wicked world, the devil, death, sin, and so forth. Detailed explanations of all these individual points, however, does not belong in brief addresses to children, but in sermons spread throughout the entire year, especially at times fixed for the consideration of each of the subjects in detail, the birth, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ, and so on. The entire gospel that we preach depends on how thorough grasp of this article is. Upon it rests the entire salvation and joy, and it is so rich and inclusive that it will keep challenging our efforts to learn it. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah Chapter 35. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall the waters break out, and the streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of the dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all the faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it has profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long. It is kind. Charity envieth not. Vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeking not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now we know in part, but then I shall even also know I am known. And now abide in faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest is charity. So far the epistle lesson. For the reading of the Holy Gospel. This morning's Gospel is the basis for my sermon. It's found in Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, he shall be mocked, spitefully entreated, and spit on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And when they went before him, they rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried even more, Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come to him, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight, and followed Jesus, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise unto God. So far the Holy Gospel. And we confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 346. Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
As I said earlier, my sermon is based upon this morning's gospel reading, so please be seated. Just how blind was Bartimaeus? Well, with his physical eyes, he could see nothing. It was necessary for him to beg because he couldn't work. He depended on the few coins which was given to him for his daily needs. His blindness actually put him into the lower class of the lower class. But maybe, just maybe, he wasn't as blind as we think he was. Maybe he saw more on that day than everybody else. For instance, he knew that a crowd was passing by, and he asked what all the excitement was about. He got the answer, well, Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, and then with a flash of spiritual insight, he jumped up and he cried out, Lord, have mercy upon me. Well, the crowd tried to silence him, but that made him cry out even more. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me, Lord, that I may receive my sight. In other words, he didn't beat around the bush. He presented his problems to Christ. Lord, that I may receive my sight. Here we have a blind man that sees. He sees with a God-given vision. A vision that the crowd did not have. He sees Jesus in all of his mercy and love. The multitude was pushing and crowding close to Christ. They were blind, blinder than Bartimaeus was. Because with their eyes, they could only see this filthy, dirty beggar interfering with their pleasure, trying to horn in. They saw themselves as fine people going to Jerusalem, especially for the Passover. They were worth much more than this beggar who could only hold out his hand, hopefully to receive a coin. They could see Jesus too. And they were quite impressed with him. They loved to see his miracles. I would imagine they liked to hear his sermons. And perhaps some of them actually enjoyed the feeding of the fish when Christ was feeding the 5,000. Yes, Jesus was good company to be traveling with, especially going to the holy city, Jerusalem. Yet this multitude had seen only a small portion of Christ's mission. They were blind to his real goal. And of course, his real goal was the salvation of lost sinners. To them, he was merely an entertainer. Some even wanted to make him king because he would make things pleasant for them, comfortable for them. But many of them grew tired in a very short period of time. And many of them dropped away. And before some of them even reached Jerusalem. And most of the rest, well, when they saw how things were going for him in Jerusalem, they disappeared. But they reappeared. They reappeared about a few weeks later anyway, shouting, crucify him. Crucify him. But even Christ's own disciples were blind. They had been with Jesus for 3 years. They saw his signs and wonders. They had heard his sermons. He had taken them aside carefully a couple of times and explained to them how he must go to Jerusalem and that he must suffer and that he must be crucified. They should have been able to see much better than anyone the mission of Christ, but they too were blind. Their vision was blurred by one spot, something that they could not see. They could not see how the love of God included going to Jerusalem and being crucified. Well, finally, we must ask, how blind are we? I'm talking about spiritual blindness. Is our spiritual vision sometimes not where it should be? Do we really see him only in times of trouble? To see God only then is really a form of spiritual blindness. Or, I believe, we're all acquainted with Christianity. We've been confirmed. We've heard often enough. And there can be a danger to that. The fact of Christ's death, they're plain enough. The reason for his death is quite obvious. But as we enter the Lenten season, do we try to stifle a yawn, perhaps? Because every year it's the same old facts related to us in much of the same way. Do we become blind to the personal events through which Christ lived for us in our place? Has Lent become just another sequence in history, something that happened 2,000 years ago with very little significance for us today? Is the cross just so much wood, so much metal hanging over our altar or around our neck? This is a blindness that seriously needs to have a remedy. And it can be only cured by Jesus Christ, who grants us sight, who grants sight to the spiritually blind. I'm not saying we're spiritually blind, but I'm saying we all could improve our eyesight, including myself. In his request for his sight, Bartimaeus showed that he had already seen God's love. He had recognized Christ as the Son of God, as the Messiah, and knowing this love of God in Christ, he did not hesitate to bring to him his personal request. And that personal request was for healing. So blind Bartimaeus said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And his physical sight was fully restored by the power of God. But he also received an additional blessing, the assurance of sins forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Jesus proclaimed peace between God and Bartimaeus. And now ready to go his way become going with Christ, for we are told he followed Jesus and glorified God. On this day near Jericho, the disciples did not grasp the full love of God. Following the resurrection, they suddenly saw how the Son of God had to die in order to save the world. What kind of vision, what kind of sight will Christ give to his followers today? Will those who are physically blind receive physical sight? I don't know. Perhaps they will, perhaps they won't. But of this we are certain. Christ will give real sight and understanding to those who desire to view once again the full meaning of his journey to Jerusalem, who seek his company as he carries the cross to Calvary. In the next few weeks ahead, the facts of our Lord's suffering and death will again confront us. The ridicule, the injustice, the mockery. We will experience with him the pain and agony of the piercing nails. He will show us through his own eyes the utter terrors and agony of hell. He will show us that all these things were done that we might share the majesty of God's eternal kingdom. May our Lord give us this sight to see him in the fulfillment of God's love. The love of God described in John 3:16. I think we all know it. Let's say it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, have mercy on us, that we may receive our sight. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Please be seated. And our offering has been taken when we came in. Let's sing the first two stanzas of We Give Thee But Thine Own. Let's rise. Communicants, but first let's have a private prayer. I'm sure there's something you have to pray about. I know there is for me. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast, which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase the love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. For the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he gave thanks, he gave them the same, drinking all of it. "This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord. Peace. Amen. Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Jack, I think, said he was going to come up now.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of the mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Praise be to God.
The The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
But thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, just a choir needs a short practice for Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
We start from the back, exiting.
Do what?
We start from the back, exiting.
We start from the back, exiting. Okay, go.